The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, during the World Cup, which I'm sure you've been keeping an eye on, several brands have been making headlines after being banned or being forced to hide their logos. Trevor Twomley is here, CEO and co-founder of Sport Endorse. Trevor, you're very welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Claire.
It sounds very sinister that brands have been banned, but that essentially is what's going on here because they haven't paid to be part of the FIFA World Cup.
Banned. Like, Levi's are 170 years in business, right? And they're very clever. The stadium was called Levi's Stadium. And then it was called, for the FIFA World Cup, San Francisco Bay Arena Stadium. I wouldn't say they were banned. I'd say really clever. I think, look, when you buy official sponsorships of any rights like that, you get a suite of assets. You get hospitality, rights, TV ads. You know, you really do bulk up your... You pay a lot. It's a 10.5 billion portfolio. I think the follow-on from all that, like economic drive and everything, is one thing. But no, I would say they just capitalized on it. I call Levi's and Heinz and Gillette, I call them marketing ninjas, is what I call them, right? They're just unbelievable what they do.
So these are the brands that didn't pay to be part of the World Cup marketing Basically. Experience, but they're getting more out of it, arguably, than some of the brands that did.
What they do is they draw attention. Like, so the 90 million views that the Levi's tarp has got, that's attention.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the tarp then. What happened?
So they had to change the tarp, but I suppose it fell in their lap, right? Because the logo was there in the stadium and they had to cover it. So there's not much you can do about that. And they just covered it. And then they produced this reel that went out to 90 million people. It has stopped, by the way. So 90 million on the 14th of June, everyone has gone off to another reel.
Right, to look at something else.
Peaked.
But 90 million people watched the tarp over the Levi logo, which means they win.
They win. They win the attention. But like, say, in Qatar, in the last World Cup, 1.5 billion watched that game. And they're expecting this World Cup final to be bigger, more games, longer on. So
that's the fellas who are selling the spaces now. That's their argument, isn't it?
You might get
your 90 million, but actually, if you pay for the advertising and the marketing, you'll get an awful lot more hits.
Correct. No, I mean, a great example of that is 96 in Atlanta, when Reebok paid $50 million to be the shoe sponsor of the Olympic Games in Atlanta. Nike came in, they bought billboards all around the Olympic Park. They set up Nike Town and they gave everyone Nike swoosh flags as they went into the stadium. Michael Johnson won the gold in the sprinter, the American sprinter won the gold in the glittering Nike shoes. And the impact of that was a TV survey was done afterwards, back to your point earlier. 22% of people thought that Nike were the official boot sponsor.
That's a sick there, isn't it?
And then 16% thought it was Reebok. Even with that balance, it just shows you that creativity and storytelling really does drive forward.
And are there rules against that? Like, you know, can you stop that from happening if you're Adidas?
FIFA charged 10.5 billion to protect everything. They can protect it as best they can. There's not much they can do when the stadium's already called Gillette Stadium or Levi's Stadium. Gillette, the next one knows, Gillette have put a foam around their logo in Boston, and that's gone viral as well. So, look, it's just showing that really that sponsorship is evolving. And for me, it's all good. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you think we all have Levi's, I use Gillette shaving foam. So I just think it's interesting, it's clever, and it is ambush marketing.
Yes, and what has happened is that FIFA then are accused by the public of going over the top here, which is probably the aim of the brands that are forced to cover up, who haven't been paid to be part of the experience. Like that example of the headphones, the Beats by Dr. Dre headphones, and the player was on the pitch in training and was forced to cover up the logo on the side. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, since now, Jamal Musiala, he's their product launching with him, so he's after getting a big deal out of it.
So it's working for everybody.
It's working for everybody. No, I think it's just right. I think, like, you have to protect your sponsorship assets. Mm-hmm. There's longevity in those sponsorship assets, and they have to protect the money that the hundreds of millions that Visa are giving them, that Heinz are giving them. They have to protect it. as best they can.
Yeah, I thought Heinz hadn't paid because weren't they covering up the Heinz logos on the ketchup bottles in the in the stadium?
Excuse me, you're right. Yeah. Heinz were the ones that were the thing. But yes, but in terms of the big ones, Visa and them, they have to protect those.
Yes.
Heinz then would use their marketing machine to cover it up and push it out on social and see what kind of attention they can get.
Because if you're Heinz, you're making a calculation, aren't you? How much can we get out of this without having to pay a red cent to FIFA? And the answer is a lot, isn't it?
It is, but they'd put in comparison to what they're spending for the overall sponsorship assets of the official sponsorships, yes. They're still spending millions on pushing it out there. But yeah, it's an argument for both. I think it's really interesting, the ambush and the official. But again, it's back down to the marketing ninjas who are getting the attention of all the audiences out there. But it's been a great World Cup. I've enjoyed it immensely.
It's a tale as old as time, though, isn't it? That sort of ninja marketing, piggybacking. And it takes a bit of nerve. Like, it takes nerves of steel to do it, doesn't it? To go in off the back of or on the coattails of a company that has paid a fortune to be at something, you know, any event.
Yeah. But again, like Levi's, 170 years building their brand. They know what they're doing. They're waiting for this to happen. And you're right, they are taking a calculated risk that should they pony up the 300 million for the sponsorship or go in a little less. Their attention, as I said, has stopped at the 14th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the sponsors will keep going for the rest of the summer, for the rest of the campaign. And then beyond that, so it is a risk, but you're right, it's brave, and they're always watching for it. That's the truth of it.
I wonder, are some of the companies as well looking at some of the vibes around this World Cup? Like, there's been a lot of complaints about the water breaks. That doesn't belong in football. It's an excuse to show more ads. And the companies that are capitalising on this, Trevor, I wonder, are they saying, well, people aren't that well disposed to FIFA at the moment, so we can get away with this more than we might have done in a campaign or in a football occasion that is being really well received?
Yeah. Well, I think the hydration, I think it's Powerade under the Coca-Cola brand, is player welfare. I do believe that. Like, it is very hot out there.
If someone wants to go and have a drink, they can go and have a drink. We don't need an advertising break twice in a match, do you know?
Yeah. I would go on. I do believe subtle is better. I do believe that subtle advertising is better. And you could call Levi's subtle, you know, it's one campaign, they've pushed it out. But yeah, look, it's a sponsorship world, it's a mercenary world, and FIFA are gaining 10.5 billion in advertising.
They're not doing too badly out of it. And I know you said you've enjoyed it, but really it's not until this week that people are really invested in it. I think it's from here on, you know, with the Netherlands last night, Germany as well. Gone. People are really starting to focus now on the World Cup. So here's where the raw end of the money game is as well in the next couple of weeks, right?
Did you notice that when I was away that Germany were playing, I think it was Ecuador, and they said, we have reached 3.6 million people in attendances, right? So that's all part of packaging it up, the viewers and the audiences to bring back home the monetizing of the stuff. So it's a commercial business, Claire. That's how it's the biggest tournament in the world. Like, there's no, I think 3/4 of the planet will tune in for the final. You know, like it is what it is.
It's extraordinary. But it is all a money game and they don't need water breaks, Trevor. We can disagree on that one.
All good.
Thanks so much for coming in to see us.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.